We're back here on Out of the Woods. Got some not so great news over the last week or two. I had been hounding Brownbird about who is going to be working their new CD to radio and whatnot, because we didn't have a copy of it yet. And they were out on tour, which probably accounts for why I didn't hear back. They were just too busy out there. And then all of a sudden, I found on Facebook last weekend that Dave Lamb has a medical crisis that he's going through, some severe anemia and whatnot, and they just had to cancel the rest of their tour and return home to Rhode Island. Brownbird were former guests on the show, so we're big fans of theirs, and we wish them the best. They have a fundraiser going on right now to help defray the medical costs. They still have no diagnosis for Dave as to what's going on with all of this, so they will need your continued support if you want to help contribute, either if it's as small as going out there and buying a CD or one of the packages of merchandise they have on their site. They have some great neat things over there, so check out, go over to brownbird.net, and there's also a link there to the fundraiser if you want to contribute more to the cause of Brownbird getting back out there healthy and on the road again. We're going to play a track from the Fits of Reason CD right now, which is their brand new one. I actually went out and paid money for it, paying one for the cause, taking one for the team, all that good stuff. We don't usually buy a whole lot of music for the radio. They send it to us. But definitely go out there and show some support to Brownbird and buy the CD. You can hear a track from it right now. Dave's going to sing it for you. It's called Caves. Brownbird on Out of the Woods.
Shattered on the rise of games, we've shattered as a shadow to the glass. It is a shattered on the rise of games, we've shattered as a shadow to the glass. It is a shattered on the rise of games, and echo. person to do. Looking for some place that's true.
Da 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 da. perfect team. Well, the smell of your sweater is all too familiar. It's old and worn out, but that's all for the better. Because it feels like you. And you are home to me. And you. You're the perfect friend who always lends both hands to help me. It's hard to give favors as genuinely, but you don't seem to mind at all. Well, the more that I travel and I'm not around, please bear in mind that your heart is my town, and I'd love to stay there a while. You are home to me, and you are home to me, 'cause you are home to me.
This next part is for Peter, since he's not here. And for a while there on Shut Up, Please, I was sharing the different zodiac signs. And Peter is a Libra. Now, this one may take 2 minutes instead of one. I'm going to read the first part of what an Aquarius would be like with Libra, because he struck out with an Aquarius recently on Plenty of Fish. He got a little impatient with somebody's bullshitting. Unpredictable, exciting Aquarius. Knows how to bullshit the Libra scales and say promises that she will not keep. Keeping Libra's scales permanently off balance. And that might be just what Libra needs. So, Peter, you got upset and you said things like, oh, stop playing games. But, you know, she might have been good for you. You need to learn how to play games. Both love the social scene. Though Aquarius likes to blend with large groups. She said that in her profile, Peter. That she likes to throw parties and you're not much of that. While Libra prefers more individual contact. See? You want to cuddle with her and she wants to throw a barbecue. Won't work. She had 3 kids, too. They're likely to meet at a party or the office where they'll both be observing the social games and the players. Oh, there we go again. Games and players. That's a minute and a half. That's only the first page. We'll go into this more next week when we have Peter. He's so amusing when he rebuttals me, teasing him about trying to find somebody. But he is so impatient. He has problems that we need to work on. More later.
Your hand through your day, now and then giving a little squeeze. Do you you make those connections, point in directions. You just can't help but wonder where they lead. No, you may not know really if you feel it sincerely down deep in your heart. Well, I guess you just got to believe. Try to explain to a fanatic that you held a different kind of belief. Did you fall back in surprise at their wide bulging eyes as they told you just exactly what to say? Did they shame you, condemn you, and try hard to bend you and pound you right over the head? It's all the fear and derision that's causing the division. If I want religion, I'll turn to the woodlands instead. Signs all went when you woke up and stepped out of the dream. Did you ever notice something hanging onto your hand through your day and now and then giving a little squeak? Do you make those connections that point in directions? You just can't help but wonder where they lead. Though you may not know really if you feel it sincerely down deep in your heart. Well, sometimes you just got to believe.
Another former guest of ours on the show, Mr. Roy Schneider there, and one from his most recent CD, Walls That Talk. That was The Signs. And speaking of signs, we were talking about Libra and Aquarius and dating just before that. Mushi, who is Peter Gullerud's personal guru out there in Pine Mountain Club, California, where you can hear Out of the Woods every week. Mushi's over here with me this week, and Peter's nowhere to be seen. So we've been talking about fun stuff like that, and Mushi's been helping me with the show tonight. So there you go. Jessie Hansen in there from her Back to Boston CD. And indeed, they are on their way back. Sol and Keel, who were guests on the show recently. Jessie is the third member, and that's from her solo CD. We heard Home to Me, and they are traveling home. And I've been following their posts on Facebook, all the fun pictures they've been putting up and whatnot. Looks like they've been having a blast, but I know Jessie is definitely yearning to be home. This is her dog, evidently. Pepper Proud in there as well from the Riddles and Rhymes CD. We heard Lullaby. Hannah Lee from the new EP. They've been putting out a few EPs this year. I believe it's a series of four that are going to be put out this year, and that's from the third one called Morshella and Golden Sunrise. Started off the set there, Brown Bird, Dave Lamb and Morgan Eve Swain from their brand new CD, Fits of Reason and Caves. And if you were not tuned in at the top of the set, they need your help. So go on over to brownbird.net and catch up with what's going on with them. Buy a CD or something and see if you can help them out in any other way. All right, back to it right now. Melissa Ferrick has a new CD. But, oh, wait, we got to take a quick break. We'll be right back with that Melissa Ferrick song after this.